Oh my God, look, I'm so sad right now, man. Just watching some football here on this lovely Sunday evening, and gosh, you know, I'm in the thick of things in the fantasy world, fantasy football, and seeing my buddy get to the championship, it's something that's very depressing. It's something I wasn't expecting at all. But oh well, that's a different rant for a different day. This is about Star Wars, man, and I went ahead and saw it this weekend. What is it called? What the fuck is it called? The Last Jedi. That's right. The Last Jedi. I went ahead and saw that one. And it was interesting because this is one of those few movies where the critic score is off the charts. But then you started seeing the reviews from the fans. And it was weird to see the low score when I was seeing it on Rotten Tomatoes. I was like, wow, okay, this is weird. 93% Rotten Tomatoes from the critics, and then it was in the 60s from the fans, and I'm like, well, that's usually not the case. I've never seen that. Usually, Oscar-nominated movie, you wouldn't even see much of a fan score. You know, people will be in agreement, it just wouldn't have the buzz like a mainstream movie. I've never seen something like this. As popular as Star Wars is, and just have such a mixed review. So I was a little hesitant, man. I went in there, I was like, gosh, this is weird, man. I just didn't know what to expect. I just braced for impact, and, you know, sure enough, man, it was just so disappointing, man. It was something that, for me, overall, it didn't live up nowhere near to the expectations of Star Wars, and I'm not going to get in a long rant about it, anybody that's seen it. Overall, I'm going to tell you some of the good things I liked, if anything. I like the special effects. I like Princess Leia finally being able to showcase that she is, Force. She got some skills in the Force, yo. So that's something that was finally showcased because, you know, obviously they never showed any powers of hers at all. And they finally did. But it's very subdued. And so it was very good to see that. I was like, wow, that was fucking cool when I saw what she did. So I thought that was very good indeed. I can't think of anything else. Obviously, like Rey, you know, I'm highly attracted to her. I forgot what her name is. Daily something. She's an ain't British. I mean, she's beautiful. I mean, that's like right up my alley. Pretty face, slimmer fit. Don't be crazy. But she's a movie star, you know, and doing great things. But all right, so I'm gonna just get into the bad stuff. Number one, Snoke was horrible. The Supreme Leader was fucking trash. It was like Steppenwolf in Justice League, a CGI special effects that was a piece of shit. Didn't know his background. Didn't know how he came up to be the leader that he was. And it fucking sucked, okay? And he went out in a shitty way. Supposedly he had all this power, but then somehow he was unaware that Kylo Ren was just like moving the saber around and stabbed him with him and slit him, you know, slit the fucking guy in half. I don't understand that. You know, he's just ranting away. I know everything that he thinks about my apprentice, and I maneuver his every move, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, and you didn't fucking see the lightsaber move right next to you. You didn't feel that one, did you? So that was a very ugly, it was like good riddance. What the fuck was that all about? That shit sucked. Kylo Ren is still not polished. He's still, you know, semi-emotional. And I'm okay with him having a different personality. But I think he showed immaturity in that position. Just somebody that was always angry. And seemed like he was just driven by bad decisions. And I think that you would think for him, it's okay to show anger because I thought that was a different element that maybe needs to be showcased, right? But for him to be to the point where he's irrational and not thinking. And it was just a very personal journey for him being where he is. And it just didn't seem to me like it didn't get any better. He has potential. I like him. I want him to do well. But I think it was just so many flashes of him being emotional and not being coherent at the same time. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, Tom Brady's fiery. You know, there's certain players, you know, that are fiery and are passionate and exude that, but when it comes to performing, they still keep everything together. And I just didn't get that feeling from Kylo Ren that he was all together there. But yeah, there were a couple of times where that general was just like, they were not even paying attention to him. They were just listening to the general. And number three, Luke did not showcase his skills enough. It was, you know, you're supposed to be this fucking legend, this epic legend that everyone talks about in the galaxies, about how you brought the balance back in the Force and you were able to do these things, and all of a sudden you're like this, you know, down in your luck guy that's broken. I like that, but that's fun, you know, if you want to showcase that that's how he is. But once you have to talk with Yoda, or whatever the case is, right? I mean, I just felt they didn't showcase him enough. And I'll give you an example in the episode 3, Return of the Sith. I mean, you had an epic lightsaber duel with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin, right? I mean, we have that. And this one, it wasn't even a battle. It was just like 2 or 3 swings. And I'm saying to myself, okay, if you're going to go out, at least show me what you got. At least show us. You know, if you're going to be dodging his moves, just fucking do it. You know, just do it for a good 3 to 4 minutes, man. Just show us that this is something that, you know, let's see how powerful you are. And we never got that feeling from Skywalker. He did something that's never been done before. Like, he was able to teleport in a spiritual form and exude that. So I just felt in that scene at the end, they could have fought much longer. Like, he didn't even have to swing back or anything. He could have just been like, okay, I'm just dodging your every move. And that's it. But he didn't do any of that. And I just felt overall, it was such a shitty way for him. And he ended up dying. And that was the thing about it. He ended up dying. But then he should have died when all those other machines were blasting him with their laser beams, right? I mean, because you let Kylo Ren slice you, and that, I don't even know if that affected you, or it was it just the whole power of you transporting there spiritually. I don't get a fucking clue at all. It's very confusing how he ended up going out. Number four, I just felt, this is my last point with it, I just felt the Codebreaker scene. They were looking for a guy to help them break into the one of the ships that was following the resistance, you know, because they just kept, they're able to follow anywhere they went. So they had to go into one of the ships. I want to say it was called the Dreadnought, and they had to go in there and, you know, kind of disconnect their ability to follow them. The good guys, they had to do that. They had to go back into, you know, the Star Wars, they always have to go back into the ship, right? Into the enemy ship and do something to destroy it. So you got that feeling that the whole Codebreaker thing for me, when they went into another planet and they're looking for this person to help them find it, it was just such a shitty scene. It was just an extra 10-15 minutes of nothing. And then they ended up being in the jail with the guy that would help them out, then would turn their back on them. I don't get it at all. It was just such a wasted period. I understand you got to find a reason to get them in there, but in that spaceship, but it just didn't make any sense to me. It was just such a wasted time, and it sucked. So overall, while it has some good parts, maybe the part when, you know, I also liked when Rey and Kylo Ren were able to communicate with each other. That was one of the cool things. Seeing a few layers of the Force was pretty cool for me. So that was when they were able to talk to each other. So that leads me to believe they're probably brother and sister at the end of the day. They just went ahead and did it that way. Because if you think about it, that's how number three ended. You know, they had to split the brother and sister just in case shit went haywire. So I think that's what happened overall. But overall, you know, just wasn't. I'm here stumbling on words because I didn't like it. I didn't like the movie at all. I think it's in the bottom three, if anything, top two worst movies. I would say it's probably number two worst behind the first one, episode one. Episode one was probably the terrible movie. And I would say this one's number two, ranked right behind it. So there you go. A shitty review from Star Wars. And I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, this is, it is what it is. Sorry, Star Wars fans, but this one sucked for sure.
I hated it. This movie took everything that you like about Star Wars, that you love about Star Wars, that you thought you knew about Star Wars, and it s*** on it. And it s*** on it again, and then it sets it on fire, and then it s*** on it again. It's so bad. It's an absolute atrocity. I can't believe this happened to the Star Wars franchise.